This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Central government to launch model youth Gram Sabha initiative in New Delhi today. State-level Kala Utsav begins at Rabindra Shatobarshiki Bhavan, Agartala. Manipur State Commission for Protection of Child Rights says mental instabilities among children rising in state. Joint operation by Assam Rifles and Narcotics Control Bureau in Chirachandpur district of Manipur leads to arrest of drug peddler. And now the news in detail. The central government will launch the Model Youth Gram Sabha initiative in New Delhi today. During the event, a training module on Model Youth Gram Sabha and MYGS portal will also be unveiled. The Panchayati Raj Ministry, in a statement, informed that this initiative is aimed at strengthening Jan Bhagidari and promoting participatory local governance by engaging students in simulated Gram Sabha sessions. The ministry also informed that the initiative will be rolled out across over 1,000 schools nationwide. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor Satyapal Singh Baghel, and Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uki, will attend the event. The initiative is a joint effort of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, the Ministry of Education, and the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. The three-day state-level Kala Utsav began yesterday at the Rabindra Shatobarshiki Bhavan, Agartala, organized jointly by the Samagra Shiksha and the School Education Department. Rajiv Datta, State Project Director of Samagra Shiksha, said that the main objective of the festival, launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, is to create harmony between education and art and showcase the hidden talent of school students. This year, a total of 3,173 participants took part in the district level, out of which 199 selected contestants are participating in the state-level competition. The best performers in six individuals and six group categories will be nominated to represent Tripura at the national level Kala Utsav. Chairperson of the Manipur State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Kesham Pradeep Kumar, has cautioned that cases of mental instabilities among children in the state has been increasing. To curb the cases, there is a requirement to create a Manipur-specific protection module. Four children taking shelter in relief camps due to unrest in the state have died due to mental instabilities. Such cases should not be taken lightly, and it is suspected that they took their own lives after separation from their parents and difficulties faced in education, food and other issues. In Manipur, a joint operation conducted by Assam Rifles and Narcotics Control Bureau in Chirachandpur district led to the arrest of an individual who was involved in drug trafficking. Acting on specific intelligence reports, personnel of Assam Rifles and Narcotics Control Bureau launched a coordinated raid in the Thing Kham Pai area and nabbed the drug peddler. The leader of Nationalist Social Council of Nagaland, Isak Muvia, Thuy Muvia, returned to Hebron camp in Dimapur yesterday. He arrived in his hometown in Ukhrul district of Manipur on the 22nd of this month after 50 years. The Naga rebel group has been in a ceasefire agreement with the government of India and peace talks have been continuing. The 93-year-old leader left his hometown via Senapati district, where leaders from various Naga civil society organizations and villagers greeted him. During his stay in Ukhrul district, NSCNIM leader met representatives of Naga civil society organizations and attended gatherings held for his arrival. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. They discussed key developmental issues concerning the state and reviewed the progress of several ongoing initiatives. They also shared their commitment to ensuring that development in Arunachal Pradesh remains inclusive, technology-driven and focused on empowering its people. The Chief Minister apprised the Governor of his recent visit to Japan, during which he explored avenues for skill development and employment exchange for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. He briefed the Governor about potential collaborations that could enhance opportunities for the state's young workforce in emerging sectors. The Governor discussed the need to pursue a geospatial technology-aided monitoring of projects through reliable and verifiable data. He called for the promotion of sports and youth development in Arunachal Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik interacted with National Service Scheme volunteers and program officers of Rajiv Gandhi University, including Bharat Rashtriya Seva Yojana Purushkar awardee Raja Basumatari at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. The governor encouraged the NSS program officers and volunteers to cultivate inquisitiveness, empathy and positivity in their daily lives. He urged them to develop the spirit of problem-solving and to approach every challenge with a constructive mindset. Expressing concern over the rising menace of drug abuse, the governor urged the volunteers to take up awareness campaigns that reach every section of society. The program officers and NSS volunteers briefed the governor about their ongoing activities and initiatives, including blood donation camps, cleanliness campaigns and awareness programs on social and health issues. Project Empathy, in collaboration with Assam Rifles Public School, Shillong, hosted the launch of the Empathy Art Exhibition, I Am With You, at All Saints Hall in Shillong yesterday. The exhibition, inaugurated by the Chief Justice of Meghalaya High Court, Justice Soman Sen, aims to celebrate empathy as both an emotion and a way of living. It features artworks from various participating schools, each narrating stories of connection, healing and shared humanity. Chief Justice Soman Sen remarked that compassion can be as simple as noticing someone's pain, offering a helping hand, or celebrating another's joy. Students of Assam Rifles Public School also presented an empathy song and a street play, reinforcing messages of kindness, inclusion, and understanding through art and performance. The first block-level Chief Minister's Youth Engagement Program 2025 was organized at the District Auditorium Tura yesterday. The event, organized by the District Sports Office, West Garo Hills, was marked by the participation of around 500 students from 15 schools in and around Tura. The initiative was designed to empower Meghalaya's youth through cultural exposure, leadership development, communication skills, heritage promotion and skill enhancement. The day-long program featured a diverse range of competitions and painting, quiz, declamation, poetry and story writing, guitar strumming, besides folk songs and dances. Winners at the block level will advance to the district level competition slated for 3rd November. From the district level, 40 youths from each block will progress to the state level, where 100 will be selected to represent Meghalaya at the national level. The Indian Meteorological Department, Gangtok, has issued a weather alert for Sikkim, forecasting heavy rainfall across several districts from 30th October to 3rd November. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is very likely to affect Mangan, Gangtok, Namchi and Gyalching districts. The rainfall activity will begin from today. Higher altitude areas in Sikkim are expected to witness heavy snowfall tomorrow. The Office of the District Disaster Management Authority, Eastern West Khasi Hills District, Mairang, observed the National Day for Disaster Reduction yesterday with a program held at the Multipurpose Hall DC Office, Mosawa. Superintendent of Police A. Nombre emphasized the importance of taking proactive steps to prepare for and reduce the risks of natural disasters. The SP informed that soon the blocks will have emergency resource reserves and that community volunteers will receive disaster preparedness training and be equipped with essential emergency resources to assist during crisis situations. In Arunachal Pradesh, the fifth edition of Manduro 5.0, the world's highest enduro race, was inaugurated at the amphitheatre Walkthrough Market Tawang yesterday. Themed Manduro Goes Green, this year's edition emphasizes environmental responsibility and sustainability in adventure sports. A total of 25 riders from across India, Japan, Iran, Bhutan and Nepal will compete in this high-altitude endurance challenge. The main races are scheduled for the 2nd and 3rd of November. And before we end, the news, the headlines once again. Central government to launch Model Youth Gram Sabha initiative in New Delhi today. State-level Khala Utsav begins at Rabindra Shatabarshiki Bhavan, Agartala. Manipur State Commission for Protection of Child Rights says mental instabilities among children rising in state. Joint operation by Assam Rifles and Narcotics Control Bureau in Chirachandpur district of Manipur leads to arrest of drug peddler. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.